Best Buy.com. What's on your mind? With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to the program. 800-228-0550 is the number you need to let us know what's on your mind. Two guests this hour, including the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, to talk about this growing season, a challenging one to start anyway, as well as the debate over the Farm Bill and specifically some concerns that the Farm Bureau has about crop insurance agreements in the Farm Bill. So we'll talk about that with Doyle Johannes, who is a grower himself from up in Underwood, North Dakota, and president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with the new top man at the North Dakota Department of Transportation. It is a busy entity these days with, among other things, expedited infrastructure needs in the oil patch. So we'll talk with them about questions and comments. We get a lot about that. From people about, hey, why is an 85 four-lane, you know, South Dakota border all the way to the Canadian border? And so we know you'll have a lot of questions for
Teddy Roosevelt Corridor.
That's
done.
So we look forward to, and they are expediting a lot of things. So anyway, Grant Levi has been a longtime engineer with the department. Now he's the top man on the job, so we look forward to chatting with him. And your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome throughout. What's on your mind, radio.com to link up with us. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and 800-228-0550 with your calls, questions, and comments. You can also email us kfyr, K-F-Y-R, at clearchannel.com for any of our guests, any of your comments, just to let us know what's on your mind.
Or if you just want to agree with me about the kids being soft these days.
Exactly right. You're winning that debate so far. All right.
Hey, I don't win many. I got to take a little solace in when I do win a couple.
Solace or solace?
Solace.
Tomato,
solace.
Tomato?
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Doyle Johannes, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Welcome, Doyle. How are you?
Good. Good. Good morning.
Good morning, Doyle.
So did you get into the field a little late up in Underwood like most places throughout the Northern Plains?
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. It was probably one of the latest springs that, you know, I've had since I've been farming in over 30 years. So it, and of course it was wonderful rain, but boy, that really slowed us down again. We were hoping to get going this afternoon.
What percentage of your planting did you have done before the last wave of rain hit?
We're about half done.
Wow. So, it's still too wet to get back in?
Well, it's good. Yesterday and now this morning with the wind and the sunshine, it's drying up. And I think we'll be able to get going this afternoon. That's what we're hoping. Of course, now there's certainly going to be wet spots to go around where we didn't have that earlier. But I guess that's just part of the business.
We heard a lot of stories that the rain just disappeared just because of the dry conditions. How was it where you are, and what are you hearing around the state?
Absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you, for the most part, it was a very, very welcome rain, and we haven't had a rain, soaking rain, like 4 or 5 day rain for many years, and at this time of the year, it's certainly good for the, you know, cattlemen, you know, with grass and the water situations and everything else like that, and for the cropland, for the most part, unless you've got, you know, some of those really heavy downpours, most of it did soak in.
Doyle, where are you at this year compared to last year? Were you done by now?
Oh, yeah, I think we maybe had a few soybeans to seed last year at this time, but all the small grains were in by the end of April last year. And, I don't think we started till the 12th of May even started this year. So yeah.
From everybody I've talked to, they said this 4 day soaking rain, it did soak in. It nothing ran off. Is that what you've heard from everybody as well?
Pretty much. Yep. No, that's what we've seen. Areas that got to 6 and 8 inches, you know, of course there they've got some serious ponding of water. But for the most part, you know, the 3-4 inch rains, that most of that has really soaked in.
Doyle Johannes is with us, by the way, from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Let's, and by the way, quickly before we move on from your particular situation, what are you hearing statewide as far as the outlook on how the late spring will affect things in our growing season across the state?
Well, I think we're definitely going to see a switch of crops. I think, you know, with it getting as late as it is here now, you know, and a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of corn that I think is not going to get planted that was intended to get planted. And probably even some small grains, and I'd say probably sunflowers and soybeans and maybe flax and things like that, that are probably gonna gain, with where we're at right now.
All right, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about the current debate over the farm bill right now. It seems to be finally fast-tracking after a lot of fits and starts on it. What's your take on where it sits right now, Doyle?
Well, you know, it's very encouraging, at least to finally have some, you know, good dialogue and debate, and it sounds from what we hear that we're actually going to get something done here, that they'll get a farm bill for us this year, which is what we've wanted all along. That, you know, like we said, last fall, we worked so hard to try to get something done. We just need to know what the rules are, and so we know what to play by. And I think, you know, I talked to several guys here in the last few days. Even if we had a compromise between the House and Senate, I think pretty everybody, you know, could live with that. You know, it isn't exactly what we wanted, but if we meet somewhere in the middle, I think, you know, we would all, you know, take and say, okay, well, we can deal with it, and it's not something we can't live with.
Doyle, what are some of the biggest concerns in the farm bill the way it sits right now? You talked about the compromises, but what really stands out that you would have liked to have seen addressed?
Well, of course, the biggest thing that we see, you know, the Senate has tied, you know, crop insurance to conservation, and we see that as really, we are very much opposed to that. You know, and I like to make the analogy, you know, between that, you know, crop insurance and the conservation is, like if you have, you know, insurance, you know, on your house, and because you don't put a new battery in the smoke detector, you lose your insurance on your house. You know, it's just so many simple things that could happen that could put you out of compliance, that and you wouldn't be eligible for crop insurance. And for goodness sakes, we've seen here in the past number of years either drought or too much rain or not getting planted or something like that. And with the amount of money we have at risk out here anymore, that we've got it. To lose that over something that could be so trivial as going out with a disc and closing up wheel ruts where you've got stuck the past several years. I mean, things like that, we just don't think are acceptable. That was just too big a risk. There's better ways to do it than try to take away your livelihood.
How would that be administered? How would it work? What kind of power would the federal government have under that concept of conservation compliance tied to crop insurance?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know. I suppose people from the Soil Conservation Service, I suppose they would probably be in charge of that, you know, or something like that. And if they were out inspecting or shooting out with the aerial, you know, surveillance that they've got, whether it be with drones or whatever, and they see something out there that doesn't look right, I suppose they'd come and then, you know, they'd invalidate your crop insurance. How that all happened, I don't know. Let's hope it doesn't play out, but I'm sure they'd somehow you could end up potentially losing your crop insurance.
But is it fair to say that there'd be less decisions being made by farmers and ranchers and more by some sort of entity, government?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the scope, the big scope of things, I think it could potentially be very detrimental to the conservation business because of some things. I think I think you'd probably lose productivity and everything else. There's so many things that depend, you know, what the outcome could be. But I think it, in that long run, it certainly could be detrimental to our economy for sure in North Dakota and I think the health of our land.
You know, one question I've got is this getting fixed by Senators Hovind and Heitkamp? Is that getting addressed?
Well, they certainly, I mean, that's the good part is that all three of our congressional delegation are on board with not tying this, you know, not tying it together. And I have to applaud them all. I mean, they understand. They see what the good thing is. But it seems like there's a lot of them in the Senate right now, of course, that think that we need that, and the conservation community thinks that we have to have that. We certainly don't agree with that. And, of course, the House, they do not have it tied together, their version of it. So we're hoping if it does come through, you know, both of them the way it is, the conference committee, that we're hoping that they will take that part of it out of there.
We're talking with President Doyle Johannes of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Doyle, I've gotten into this discussion a little heatedly with Senator Heitkamp. I don't think that the farm bill and the food nutrition program should be tied together. The argument is that it won't pass otherwise if they're separated. You won't get a farm bill. My argument is, do you like to eat? Well, pass it. It needs to get passed. Because the farmers, they need the safety net. That's it. Where do you sit on that? Do you think that there should be a legitimate farm bill as opposed to a farm bill with all these different little Christmas tree ornaments dangling on it?
Well, of course, that debate was huge last fall when we didn't get anything done. There's a lot of them. But, you know, I don't know, but what I've been told by the delegation down there, that they say, and it seems like it's pretty universal, that there are so few, especially in the Congress, that have anything to do with farming or programs or anything like that, that it would just be impossible for them to get something done. So they tie it to conservation and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP program, in that. And of course, that's like 80%.
Hold tight program. If you want, Doyle. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. Don't go away, folks. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. We continue our conversation with Doyle Johannes, who is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking about the debate over the current farm bill in the House and the Senate right now. Bottom line, sounds like, Doyle, you like the House version better than the Senate version, mainly because of this idea of tying crop insurance conservation compliance, and right now that's in the Senate version of the Farm Bill. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. It's in the Senate, but it is not in the House. So,
yep. And if that survived, would you rather not have a new Farm Bill at all?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think we do. We do need a Farm Bill. We definitely need a Farm Bill, like I said, so we know what the rules are and that. I think we need something for this country and everything else. But we certainly hope that that we will prevail and be decoupled, that it won't be coupled together.
You know, Doyle, when I talk to different producers, the biggest thing is just about the safety net. Whatever form a Farm Bill takes, the only thing the producers really care about is the fact that they have that safety net so that they can get a crop in next year or the year after that, because it's about continuing the family operation, that family farm or family ranch. That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why our, you know, crop insurance is so critical to us, that, you know, if we, you know, use correctly and properly, certainly aren't going to get rich off of it. And that's what it's not designed for. It's designed to keep you in business for the next year if something comes up with, you know, we can't control Mother Nature. So that's exactly right. We need something that makes sure that we can be there to protect us and, you know, for the long run.
We're talking with North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes of Underwood. If you'd like to weigh in on the Farm Bill and get his take on it, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what's on your mind?
So this morning, as always, I agree. I think we need Farm Bill to help the producers and the growers. We need to protect both of these phenomenal blessings from the Lord between our crops and agriculture and now our oil that we have here in North Dakota. My point was, you know, a few bumpy roads and some infrastructure problems out there is a small irritation, temporary irritation that we need to deal with here in light of the huge blessings in the long run. You know, we need to get this oil out of the ground as fast and as safe as we can. We need to get this Keystone pipeline going yesterday, and we need to get off of buying oil from Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. That money could be better spent paying off our national debt. This oil coming down from Canada is going to go to communist China if this nation doesn't act. And I think we need to protect both of these in North Dakota, because we can't just rely on agriculture. Look at the weather we're having this year. And I really believe there is a global storm of biblical proportions on the horizon that's headed our way. And as North Dakotans, we've been blessed with agriculture and we've been blessed with this oil. And I think the reason I'm calling is that last caller that called in kind of irritated me a little bit. And, you know, like I said, a few crumbling and some infrastructure problems out west there is a small irritation, temporary irritation. I think the housing will come down. Everything will level out. But it is by no means that we should slow down on this. We need to get our nation as energy independent as quickly as possible, and at the same time protecting our agricultural blessings that we have here in North Dakota.
All right, Bob, appreciate that call. Doyle, your take on Bob's take.
Well, I tend to agree with him. I do. I think we really we need to take advantage of what we've got here in North Dakota. And I said, you know, oil is kind of, you know, is the kind of the hot topic right now. But agriculture is still by far and away number one industry in this state. And we need to make sure that, you know, that we're going to continue to be there, that we don't let forces outside of us dictate what we do. And trying to compete with foreign governments or things like that. We just need something to keep us on the even keel and make sure that there's a product there that protects our bottom line, you know, that we'll be able to continue on into the next years.
Appreciate the call, by the way. Thanks a bunch. Another question for you on the sugar program, Doyle. There was an amendment that would have essentially, taken down the current sugar subsidy, which many folks refer to as a no-cost to the taxpayer program. Do you think the sugar program is, working right? Or, are you glad that amendment was defeated yesterday as part of the Farm Bill? Where's the Farm Bureau at on this?
Well, I'll tell you what, that is, you know, that sugar program is very contentious. And for some reason, and of course, that's, you know, very, very critical part of the Red River Valley and their infrastructure over there and the agriculture is very important to them. you know, although, you know, now they're dealing with, you know, last year they had a huge crop, you know, down in Central Mexico and Central America and whatnot that, that comes in with this NAFTA agreement in North American Free Trade and has really now driven the price down. So it's very possible that that sugar program, they've always touted it as not costing any money to the, as far as the taxpayer goes, but this year there might be sugar that is forfeited to the government, and it might cost something this year. So that's a big issue, and it's very complex issue. But we've generally supported the sugar program and what's gone on Farm Bureau. We definitely have.
Doyle, why is it contentious? Is it just because of a competition platform?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that say because of where it's at and the quotas of amount of sugar that come in, that it's keeping the price higher than what would have to be, you know, the sugar that's used in, you know, all the manufacturing of, you know, candies and you whatnot, that, you know, supposedly that would, if they went to that program, there would be a lot cheaper. But that's where, of course, the debate is, that, you know, whether it would make any difference or whether the manufacturers would just keep that extra margin, you know, and that. But I think that's the biggest thing, that there's people out there that think it would, without the sugar program, it would be so much cheaper, the cost of goods that are produced with it.
Just a couple minutes left with our guest, Doyle Johannes, North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Ed has a question. Ed in Bismarck, go ahead, you're up.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, you know, yesterday they claimed that Warren Buffett didn't have nothing to do with the Keystone Pipeline not getting approved. That's the biggest joke in the world. And if anybody believes that, I'd like to sell them the Brooklyn Bridge, and I don't even own it.
Well, we'll mention that to Kevin Cramer, who made that comment last week, or yesterday, rather. He'll be on with us again Wednesday. We'll put that one back on him for you. I appreciate the call. Peggy, let's get you in here quickly for Doyle Johannes, as we're up against the break. Go ahead, Peggy.
Okay. The gentleman that called before and talked about the biblical blessings that we have with the oil and agriculture and stuff, did he say where he was from?
I don't remember. Where was Bob from? I don't know that he told us.
No, he didn't.
I didn't hear it either. But it seems to me that he must live in the eastern part of the state. Because if he's thinking that the road conditions in the Bakken area are minor inconveniences, I'm sorry, but the man is crazy.
All right, Peggy.
He's driven on those roads.
Right, and I know a lot of folks in the West feel that way. That, hey, come on, live in our world for a little while, right?
Right, and the rent, my rent has doubled, and my wages are still on that minimum.
Peggy, do me a favor. Peggy, do me a favor if you would. Hang on. We're going to talk to the North Dakota Department of Transportation director, who's new in the post, about those roads, and we'll give you a chance to maybe tell us about which ones you think are the worst. Meanwhile, we have to say thanks to Doyle Johannes from North Dakota Farm Bureau. Thanks for joining us, Doyle. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Steve.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with the GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till it is strong.
This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. What is on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email the studio, KFYR, clearchannel.com. And, Scott, we've got Todd dancing in the – Todd, the radio guy, dancing to that last bumper music. It wasn't pretty.
Well, I'm glad he's happy.
Was that out of your personal collection, Scott? I didn't realize you put your iPod into the board today.
I did, yeah. Exactly right.
Because we know what you like to listen to.
I don't know what that one earlier was, though. I about fell asleep the last break, so we overcorrected there a little bit, maybe.
I think
the
Dave Matthews Band stuff came out of Steve's iPod, but I know that last one was out of yours.
Exactly right. That was.
Yes. Peggy's still here at 800-228-0550. We're waiting for our guest, Grant Levi, from the North Dakota Department of Transportation to join us. Peggy, what road in the oil patch concerns you the most?
Oh, they're all in their own way bad, but I can't pick out one that's worse than the other. It depends on the area you're in.
Peggy, where do you live?
Actually, I'm in Minot.
So we all know the traffic around Minot's been very heavy, but as you travel out of Minot and you're on the roadways, what's the biggest concern? Is it just the traffic? Is it the conditions of the roads? Where do you travel?
I go to Williston.
Oh, so you're driving that Highway 2 corridor with all that extra traffic.
Yeah, I've got the extra traffic and everything, and I've lived in this area all my life, and there's always been accidents on the road. But never so many as there are right now. We just had the one where the two vehicles had a head-on collision because one was passing. And that kind of thing is more common now than it was before. But you drive down the road and you just hope and pray your socks are going to hold up too, you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, Peggy, thanks for calling. Sure, you're sharing a concern that many folks have, and it's one of the reasons we are welcoming to the program our next guest, who's the... he's a 30-year veteran of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, so he's not new to the DOT, but he is new to the top dog as the director, Grant Levi, who joins us today on the program. New man on the job at the Department of Transportation, North Dakota. Grant, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Grant.
And we'll start you right off with a tough question from Peggy, who just says there's just way too many accidents on the roads, and she's I think complaining and concerned.
No, Scott, now, we got to ease them into this. First of all, congratulations on the new position, Grant.
Thank you.
Now, Scott, now on
the opportunity. I appreciate the short grace period.
Yeah, no kidding. Point well taken. But I'm sure you're feeling like you're drinking from a fire hose anyway, aren't you, Grant?
Well, the Department of Transportation, along with all of us involved in the transportation, we've got some challenges ahead of us. And And we're very thankful to the governor and the legislative body for giving us the resources to take on those challenges. We have unprecedented funding, about $2.3 billion, made available for roadway transportation improvements in this upcoming biennium.
And to Steve's point, you know, you've been around the block at DOT. You've been in the district offices in Valley City and Fargo before you came to Bismarck, and most recently the department's deputy director for engineering beginning back in the late 90s. Talk about how you see what you've done thus far preparing you for this tough position at this point in time, given everything in the way of transportation needs in North Dakota.
Well, I've had the opportunity, as you just stated, to work through most parts of the Department of Transportation and all of its functions. And as the governor stated yesterday, I've got the background to walk into the position just from the training I've had, both in-state and having the opportunity to sit on national committees. In addition to that, I need to point out we got a great team here at the DOT to work with to carry through with the challenges that are ahead of us.
All right, now let's get to the tough stuff. You have, I'll give you an example. Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, a couple of months ago was livid because of some local teenage boys that were killed and another injured in an accident with a semi-truck, and basically said it was time for the State Department of Transportation to take some blame for the accidents, for the dangerous two-lane highways with these thousands of semi-trucks. Peggy was essentially making that point. She's not talking necessarily about, hey, build this road or build that road. Just saying, hey, the accidents, the dangerous nature of the roads are what concerns folks most. What do you do about that?
You know, unfortunately, too many people are dying on our roadways. Last year, there were 170 people who lost their lives, and it's very unfortunate that that occurs. And our heart goes out to each and every family member and friend of those people who lose their lives on our transportation system. The challenge we have in this state is that we have some roadway improvements that we need to make. We have the resources that are coming forward to do that. But in addition to that, 50% of the fatalities last year were because of impaired driving, alcohol-related, and over 66% there was no seat belts being worn. So there's many parts to safety traveling across the roadway. In addition to that, it's distracted driving. So when people get behind the wheel, there's more traffic out there than there ever has been. For example, in the last 2 years, we've seen a 22% increase in traffic on our roadways statewide. In the oil-producing counties, it's 53% increase in traffic. So it's your job when you're behind the wheel of a vehicle, and you need to take your job seriously. Don't answer the phone. Obviously, put on your seatbelt, and please don't drink and drive. So there's many parts to safety traveling across our system.
And Grant, how much of a part is just, like you say, when you're talking about the different aspects, people just simply slowing down? I mean, you're talking about obviously, you know, watching the distractions and everything else, but could just slowing things down to get through this very difficult time take care of the problem?
Well, one of the other challenges that I didn't mention is you need to drive for the conditions, you know, and in this state, as you both know, you know, there's times when the roadways do get icy and there's snow on them. So people do need to slow down and drive for the conditions as well. And sometimes be patient. Be patient as you're traveling to get from point A to point B. And many times people are passing vehicles that are already driving the speed limit. So they need to be patient as they're traveling.
You know, that's the one thing I tell everybody that drives up into the oil patch and hasn't been up there before and is not familiar with the area. Don't be in a hurry. That's rule number one. Don't be in a hurry. You're not going to pass trucks, especially if you're on Highway 85 in that corridor. And that's the biggest problem. Just slow down. Take your time. That's just part of having to deal with what's going on with all the growth and development in the oil patch at this point. From a standpoint of proportions, with the increased population and the increased population in the oil patch, where do those numbers stack up as far as the accidents and the crashes and the deaths? It's fairly in line, isn't it?
There has been a significant increase in traffic, and one of the measures is that we use as we look at fatalities is vehicle miles of travel compared to the fatality rate. And I will say, I'll use your comment, it is fairly in line, and it's occurring. Having said that, any life lost on a roadway is one life too many. And we as an organization working with each and every driver, which we need to, will continue to create a safer transportation system.
You know, going back to that, and it was kind of the road I led you down on purpose there, Grant, was just because they're in line, it doesn't mean that one fatality is okay. And that's the point I wanted to take, and that's one of the points that I wanted to get through from, as Scott had mentioned earlier, the mayor of Watford City, Mayor Sanford. You know, we do need to control this, and it's incumbent upon us quite often to make sure that we're driving in a fashion that's befitting the conditions, and that's
why I
want to go back to that.
We're as much the problem as anything. We just need to slow down. All of us on those roads can make a big difference while this does catch up, which we'll talk about in a moment here on what's being fast-tracked to get it done. Aaron in Dickinson wants to weigh in. Aaron, go ahead. You're up for the new head of the DOT, our guest on the program today. Go ahead.
Hi. I drive for a living. I've had my CDL for nearly 25 years. I understand it takes time to fix roads, get your bids and everything, but if you talk to the local people, including truckers, anyone with freight companies, they all say the speed limit needs to go down on Highway 85. End of story. There should be no passing. I don't know for the life of me why we do not adjust the specifications for the highway until which time we can build the highways up to handle the amount of traffic. It's common sense. You keep saying slow down, then why don't we reduce the speed limits and have no passing? You would not believe the things I see in the bus, people passing in the fog, on curves. My cargo is precious, and we need to address this now in the condition the highways are in now. Today.
You know, what's your response to that, Grant?
Well, good morning, Aaron. I do appreciate your comments. And one of the things that we do is basically we continue to monitor the roadways. We monitor the crashes that do occur along the roadways, and we monitor the speed of the traffic traveling the roadways. The system that we have in place and the passing lanes that we have put in place for the traffic volumes that exist at the present time is a system that's put in place that should be able to handle the speed that's being traveled on the roadway. The second part to it, though, is enforcement. And we're working very closely with the Highway Patrol to talk about that enforcement. Some of the things, Aaron, that you shared with me are driver behavioral issues. And we know they need to be addressed, and I know that the Highway Patrol is putting additional resources out west to address some of those driver behavioral issues. The challenges we've had as an organization, we come in and we just start dropping the speed limit, is people don't necessarily always follow the speed limit if it's too slow for the conditions that exist on the roadway. And that creates speed differential, Aaron, and that's part of the challenge we have.
Well, I guess in my opinion, the speed limit right now is 65. They're going 75. And it is a racetrack, I am telling you, on Highway 85 north of Bellfield. The things I see four times a day on that highway are inexcusable, and we need to do something now before the turning lanes are put in because it's not handling the traffic as it is now.
Aaron, when we come back, we have other calls we want to weigh in, and Grant, maybe we could just talk about whether a forced slowdown could happen, because I hear what Aaron is saying as a bus driver. Hey, this is happening now, and I know that there's a lot in the pipeline to address this and be able to manage the traffic better, but could you force a slowdown? Could you just bring that speed limit down while it catches up? Well, I'll give you a chance to think about that and answer it on the other side of the break, plus other callers, Yana, waiting to weigh in, and Joe as well. We'll get to you when we come back, and what's on your mind?
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages. At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. We're talking with North Dakota DOT Director Grant Levi, a brand new position. Congratulations once again, Grant. I know you're up against another meeting, but you wanted to respond to the last caller.
Yes, thank you. The speed limits in the state of North Dakota are really established by state law, and all two-lane roadways in the state highways are 65-mile-per-hour roadways, unless otherwise adjusted by the director of the DOT and the Highway Patrol. To make those adjustments, what we do is we do a detailed engineering study looking at the crashes, looking at the roadway, and the speed that's traveling across the roadway. It's difficult to bring people down and force them to drive slower when the roadway is designed for a higher speed and people are more comfortable. I found the caller's comments interesting that people are traveling 75 miles per hour on this particular roadway. And I know the colonel takes the enforcement part, the colonel from Highway Patrol takes the enforcement part very seriously, and they are moving additional resources out to Western North Dakota for that very reason. But that's how the process works for speed limits in the state. And we did hear the caller's comments. Thank you for those comments.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe next for our guest, Grant Levi from the North Dakota DOT, new director on the job. Go ahead, Joe.
Morning, guys. I am a truck driver also, and for the last caller, you know, as far as the speed limit goes up there and they're speeding going 75, double the fines. Make the fine $300-$500 if they're going over the speed limit. That'll stop that right now. The next thing, if that one lady says the roads are bad in Williston, that's where I'm going right now, too. But I'm originally from South Dakota, and I go all through the Midwest everywhere. Ever go down and drive in Nebraska and Iowa where there ain't no oil fields and any heavy truck traffic like that? Their roads are all shot. They're all bad. Everywhere you go, the roads are bad.
Great point. Thanks for the phone call, Joe. Grant, Joe kind of alludes to a good point, is that with the resources that the DOT has, you really do a remarkable job trying to keep up with what's going on in Western North Dakota.
Thank you. Thank you for those comments. As I said, we got a great team at the DOT, and we got great partners that we get to work with. I apologize. I have to run to another meeting, but I would like to just share with the audience the fact that the legislative body and the governor did something unprecedented at last legislative session. By February, they had passed out a bill, Senate Bill 2176, that made $720 million available for transportation investments in the state. $100 million of those dollars went out to the non-oil producing counties for them to take care of parts of their system. In addition to that, we at the state received $620 million early and through legislative process. What that enables us to do is to speed up and go forward with lots of transportation improvements in Western North Dakota. We will have bid across the entire state about $880 million worth of work by June. That would not have been possible without the actions by the legislative body and the governor. $695 million of those dollars will be spent in Western North Dakota and those roadways we're talking about. So we're very thankful that occurred. I will comment that as you travel, you will encounter roadway construction projects this year. And we're going to ask the people to slow down, be patient, take your time, watch for the signs, and be careful. For the safety of the people working out on the roadway, but also for yourselves as you travel through work zones. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Grant, thanks for the time. We appreciate it very much. We'll have you back for sure. And apologize for making you late for that next meeting. Thanks for staying a little extra to take some calls. Grant Levi, the new director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Dan and Crosby wants to weigh in here. Dan, go ahead. You're next. Oh, Dan's gone. How about Max? Max.
Good morning.
Morning, Max. Where are you calling from, Max?
Well, right now I'm on a construction project north of Stanley.
All right.
The reason I would have liked to have had a chance to talk to Mr. Levi about this, but the North Dakota DOT runs these rest areas that are along the highways. There's some along US 2. Used to be some on US 83, and I grew up in North Dakota where years ago, when these rest areas were open, they also had garbage collection facilities at these rest areas. Now they have closed these rest areas down for various reasons, if it's funding or whatever. The trash buildup in the highways is getting out of line. I realize the oil companies have done a lot to help clean up and mitigate this damage, but, you know, we've got a problem, and if these rest areas would be open, or if we had collection sites along these areas where the garbage, in these rest areas that they could collect garbage, and come on now, we've got money in the state budget. Could we not open these rest areas back up?
Yeah, good question, Dan. And we'll put that top on the list for the next time we have Grant on. It's obvious we didn't have enough time with him today. We're going to get that rescheduled as soon as we can, and we'll put that right up there. And I've heard before that the rest stops are not reopened and are not a lot planned because they're worried about them being a you know,
camping area.
Yeah, end up being a camping area because what's going on. But I take your point. I think that would help for sure. Hey, enjoy the clear, sunny day. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. What is it? Sunny in 62 in Fargo, 58 in Minot, Bismarck, 59 in Dickinson, 57 in Tioga. And guess what? It's sunny everywhere.
I like that.
Nice? Yeah. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. There you go.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.